It's Unsung Heroes Day here at the radio station. We're talking to some incredible people across Haldeman and Norfolk. And we're starting off right now talking to Eustace Orleans Lindsay. He's a beloved pharmacist at the Real Canadian Superstore, a very busy man. But today we're mostly going to talk about what you do in your, quote, free time, advocating for migrant workers. What took you down this path, sir?
What actually... The you know, Norfolk County is called, you know, Ontario's Garden, and it's important that people recognize the contribution of Norfolk County when it comes to agricultural input. One study had it that Norfolk County actually the agricultural input is about $500 million in agricultural input. So that's a lot. And so when I started working in the Simcoe location, I just found that the migrant farm workers were very visible in the community, especially during the farming season. And then they used to come to the pharmacy to ask for, especially over-the-counter medications. So honestly, before moving to the Simcoe location of the Loblaw Pharmacy, I really did not have much information about the migrant farm worker community. So I was pleasantly surprised at the number of farm workers who were coming in every year to work the farms in Canada. So I did a little bit more research into that and came to realize that it was a whole program. But then one of the things that was also very visible was the fact that they had challenges when it came to accessing healthcare. There was a meeting which took place. It was between the Grand Erie Immigration Partnership and the Norfolk General Hospital to try and find ways of improving accessibility of healthcare to this community. And one of the ladies who was in that meeting knew about my interest in the migrant farm workers and actually called me to join discussions at the table.
Now, last year, the pandemic hit. How did that affect what you do with these men and women who come down?
Yeah, so actually, last year in particular, I did a lot of advocacy work on behalf of the migrant farm workers. I actually sit as the chair of the Norfolk Seasonal Agricultural Worker Community Committee. So this is a committee which is made up of a cross-sector of stakeholders in the community. Actually, our mandate is just for the health and wellness of the migrant farm workers. We look out for the health and wellness of the migrant farm workers. So there were some misconceptions, especially last year when the migrant farm workers came. There were some misconceptions in the community about the fact that the migrant farm workers are bringing COVID from their countries here. We found that was not a really good way of putting stories out there which were unfounded. So on behalf of the committee, I was highlighting the fact that the workers were actually being tested more than regular citizens and in the country, and it was an illusion that we will say that they brought COVID with them. It was really unfair to cast such aspersions on them. They came healthy, and yes, some fell sick, but people, just like any other Canadian, there were Canadians also who were taking all the precautions, but also fell sick too. So it was just unfair to do that, to say that they brought COVID with them from their countries. And one of the things that our committee does is to, we encourage fostering cross-cultural communication and interaction, because these workers, they spend a lot of time in Canada. When they come in the summer months, they are here, some of them are here already, so they're here from like March, and some of them are here till October, November. So that should tell you, for somebody who has been coming to Canada 10, 15 years, some of them 20 years, it means that they've been spending more time actually in Canada than in the Caribbean or in Mexico. So they are they contribute very much to our community, and they do work that generally Canadians do not want to do, because it is backbreaking work. There is no doubt that if there was not a demand for their services, they would not be here.
Have things started to look better this year?
Maybe just to clarify, because I don't want it to sound like that. It was just that there was some talk about that, and that makes it seem that definitely some portions of the community in Norfolk County were not very welcoming when it came to that, because there was some talk of that. But there has been a lot of other things which have gone on in Norfolk County, where the community has been very welcoming of the migrant farm workers, because even our committee, we have a soccer tournament which we launched in 2018. Yes, there was great involvement, even from the mayor's office and other elected officials, and also, you know, a number of farms and a number of local soccer teams also participated, and the community came out to watch and cheer. So yes, there has been a welcoming atmosphere, but the thing is, we want to encourage more of that, and for the community to, the whole community to understand that, you know, the migrant farm workers, when they come, they actually contribute positively to our local economy, and they actually protect the food security of our country. Some people will not see it that way, but the thing is, without them, there's going to be a void in the farming supply chain.
Thank you so much for speaking with us, sir. You can hear the other unsung heroes on our website, norfolktoday.ca.